Pleased to have back with us from Carolina's Insurance and Investment Group, Hope Brooks. Hope, this whole business about liquor liability has just gone crazy.
That it has, Manny. In 2017, legislation was passed requiring establishments with liquor licenses to purchase at least a minimum of $1 million worth of liquor liability coverage.
Oof.
Yeah. Bars and like concert venues and other businesses that serve alcohol are finding that affording and maintaining liquor liability in South Carolina has become extremely challenging. Businesses have even been forced to close their doors because the cost of liquor liability is just not affordable. One of our bar owners actually in 2021 paid $8,800 in their liquor liability policy, and in 2023 went up to $36,000. And in 2024, unfortunately, the rates are continuing to rise. So now that the courtrooms are actually have returned to normal operation since the pandemic, drunk driving lawsuits are hitting with increased frequency, which is driving up the insurance cost.
So we got a real problem. We just did a Straight Talk program on this recently with Joe Gullies from Hoppin and Dave Sills from Grapevine. And in the case of Grapevine, they had to close their York location because the premium got ridiculous. And it stems from this joint and several liability, which makes every bar that might have served somebody equally liable for whatever might have happened to somebody who had too much to drink.
Correct.
And that's what's killing, and that's what's creating all this premium problem. Okay, we're going to take a look at solutions, if there are any solutions, in our program next week. Hope, we'll be back then. Thank you.
Thank you.